I knew you'd come today. I've been singing to you for the past few days, even if you didn't realize it. You heard it deep inside, where it counts. It's what drew you to the shore where we were both conceived so many years ago, and where we were born several months later. Instinct always drives our kind home to spawn and to give birth. I know it's hard to believe. First, that you're actually seeing a mermaid. But it's true. Just look at me. This isn't some costume I'm wearing. And now I'm telling you that I'm your sister. But only women can be mermaids. Boys are given to their fathers to raise, because they're almost entirely human. Male children are very rare among our people, and it's very rare for our people to have twins. This may be the only chance I get to meet you, to be with my brother. We are only allowed to interact with humans under very limited circumstances, even if it's family. This is my first season as an adult among my people. I'm expected to come to shore, or to a ship, to find a man to mate with. I'm allowed to mate with whomever I want. It's a loophole that I can choose my own brother to get around any other rules that way. It's not a huge taboo among our people anyway. Humans have so many hang-ups about sex. But our father didn't, at least. Or he wouldn't have mated with our mother. Not that it would have been easy for him to say no to her. She is very, very beautiful, with a beautiful voice. And once our voice and song gets into your head, we get into your hearts. You're finding that out right now, aren't you? I see you looking at my tail. Don't you find it sexy? Don't worry. I've been assured that when the time comes, I will have legs. It wouldn't work too well otherwise, would it? It's all part of our mating cycle. But my legs would never support me on land. So please, join me in this tidal pool. I won't have to support all my weight. Come to me. Take me in your arms. I can feel the change beginning, just from my being in season and you being as close to me now as you are. Kiss me. Help move the change along. Oh, my first kiss. It's everything I thought it would be. Now, let me take off this top. This will be a day of so many firsts for me. Let the next one be a man's hands on my breasts, and his lips on my nipples. Oh, yes. That's so nice. I can feel myself getting more and more aroused. And now I can feel my tail changing. Look! Splitting up the middle, each half forming a leg. No, it doesn't hurt. It just tingles. Oh, look at these long, lovely legs. I've always wondered what they would be like. Well, they're not much good for walking, not without a lot of work, but they'll be just fine for what we need. And I have other women's parts, too. A pussy. An honest-to-Poseidon pussy. Well, before I just had... well, we won't go into that right now. You probably don't want to hear it anyway. I don't need to give you a mermaid anatomy lesson. There's other things I want to do right now. Like, lose my virginity to you. To my brother. It's okay. There are no sharks nearby to smell the blood. And our mother and my sisters are out there, keeping watch for us. Watching us, too. They're not allowed to come any closer. And honestly, Mother's a little mad over my choice of lovers. But she'll get over it when she becomes a grandmother. You can hear them singing to us, if you listen closely. Now, let me spread these legs wide. What a wonderful feeling that is. They're not nearly as powerful as my tail, but... let me wrap them around you and pull you close. And now I want you even closer to me. I want you inside this brand new pussy. What a unique experience. But I think I'm going to like it. But please, give me a moment. Just give me a moment. Oh, yes. Oh. Okay, continue. Move. Oh, in and out of me. Slowly. Slowly, like the tides. Don't forget, this is so new. This is all brand new. I don't want to break my brand new pussy. Oh, and don't forget about the rest of me. I want your mouth. Oh, put your mouth on mine. Your hands to my breasts. And along my sexy new legs. Oh, your cock feels so good, sliding in and out of me. I thought it would all feel slimy like an eel, but it's smooth and so nice. Does my pussy feel any different than a human girl's? Oh, this is your first time too? That excites me, my twin. It makes tonight more right. And I thought it couldn't get any better. Now. Oh, yes. Oh, I need you. I need you to make a baby inside me. Oh, I will get my tail back. Carry your child before my legs return so I can birth our baby. Oh, then my tail will return again until the next mating season. Perhaps I could return to you, even though that's frowned upon. Harder, harder, lover. I don't think this pussy is as fragile as I first thought, nor are these legs as weak as they first felt. Oh, both are squeezing around you so tightly, trying to draw you, and you see deeper, deeper inside me. I think... going to have my first orgasm. I've never had parts that could orgasm before. Oh, please, my long-lost brother, give me an orgasm, please. Make me feel like a human woman. Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Seed. Thank you so much, brother, for the gift of your seed for our future child and the orgasm. I liked that part especially. Oh, but I have to go now. Our mother and my sisters are calling to me. But if I can, I will return next year. If you'll still want me then. Meanwhile, perhaps I can convince your half-sisters of your virtues when their time comes. I can tell they were impressed by what they saw so far. And I'm sure they'll like the stories I will tell them. Farewell, my brother. Until next year.